Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHER are out to change that. InvestHERCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHERCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHERCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHER, H-E-R, con.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
Quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to bestevershow.com.
When you are the business, you are the person and the employee, it's really difficult to scale, and sometimes that can be a recipe for burnout.
Welcome to the Best Ever Show, the world's longest running daily commercial real estate podcast. Our hosts interview commercial real estate experts every day to get you the best advice ever with none of the fluffy stuff.
Welcome back, Best Ever listeners, to another episode of Passive Investor Tips. I'm your host, Travis Watts. Today's episode is something very impactful, very profound. It was some advice given to me years and years ago by one of my mentors, and he told me, Travis, double down on what's working. And, you know, at the time, that didn't seem to be just profound advice. I just thought, yeah, okay, that makes sense. But I'll tell you, years later, that's been so impactful and so life-changing. And I want to share why that is. I want to give you a couple stories in today's episode. Disclaimers, as always, never financial advice, not telling you or anyone what to do. Please seek licensed advice. So here's the deal. Most people are so ADD, right? It's chasing the shiny object. It's switching up strategies all the time. It's just getting bored and trying something new. Or a lot of people are out there pushing a particular strategy or a career that is not sustainable. It's not getting them to their goals. So one of my friends, I've spoke about him here on the show. Boy, if he ever listens to the show, he's going to hate me, but I use him as a lot of examples here. But about 5 years ago, this friend of mine started trading stocks, not knowing anything, not coming from any kind of formal programs. And this guy has done everything. This guy has day traded, swing trades, complex strategies. He's always trying to tell me what a iron condor is in the stock market. And he's always got some kind of Forex strategy or something new is going all the time. But the irony is, if you were to look at his brokerage account on December 31st of every single year, he is at a loss. He's not making money. It's not a sustainable strategy for him. But what's interesting about that is probably about 3 years ago, I proposed this concept. I think it was me that proposed it. Maybe he proposed it. And he says, maybe I could just make $100 a day. Let me just focus on that as my objective. So I revisited that. I was on a phone call with him about 3-4 weeks ago, something like that. And we're chatting about the markets and what's going on. And I said, do you remember when you set a goal of $100 a day in the stock market? And he said, yeah. And I said, did you ever do that? And he said, yeah, I did that. And I said, well, did it work? He said, yeah, it worked. I said, why'd you quit doing it? And he goes, well, it's $100 a day. He said, that's not life-changing. I can't live on that kind of income. So he's always out there chasing the big money. But what he forgot was there was something that was working for him. So what I proposed to him on the phone, again, about roughly a month ago, I said, why don't you bring that strategy back? Why don't you put some time and effort into strategizing how you could scale that particular strategy? So you start with $100 a day. If you're consistent, move it to $150 a day and just make tiny small tweaks. And I said, with the goal being something like $500 a day. Because if you run the math, $500 per day, the stock market's open Monday through Friday. That's 5 days a week. It's over six figures. That's what, $120,000 per year. So I said, that would be an income you could live on if you can get it to 500, but give it a chance, give it a try. So I kid you not, in the last month, this has been, to my knowledge, the only consistent month that he has been profitable, probably 80 to 90% of the time, and he has made decent money. So what he did, I won't bore you with all the details, but he figured out a way to have 10 accounts at once, and he could do a trade in one account, and he could replicate that in the other nine. So what's nice about that for him is all he has to effectively do is make $50 per day in one account. So he can make very short, small, conservative trades. And then he timeses that. So ultimately 10X. So that gets him from 50 a day to 500 a day. So he was sharing with me, just texted me this morning, which is what prompted this episode to be created in the first place. He just texted me a sheet that shows his daily trades. He's been averaging almost $1,000 per day. Now, obviously, he's not always going to make that kind of money. It's not like 5 days a week, I make exactly $1,000. He's going to have losses, and some days he might make $2,000. But the point is, he's now found a way to build sustainable income for him. So he just had to go back to the drawing board and double down on what's working. That's the topic of today.
We'll get back to the show, but first, some sponsors I'm confident you'll find value in learning more about. Everyone is looking for a recession-resilient investment. How can you try to prevent from losing money by picking the wrong fund and sponsor? Right now, you can get Reliant Real Estate Management's free guide, 10 Things to Consider in a Real Estate Investment Fund, by visiting besteverreliant.com. Answer questions like, is the organization's focus on you? And does the fund keep employees? Reliant Real Estate Management is ranked one of the top 20 largest self-storage operators in the country with $1 billion in self-storage assets. After completing three funds and selling 38 properties with $0 of investor principal loss, they have an average project level IRR of 33% in just over 3.5 years. Visit besteverreliant.com right now to receive the 10 things to consider in a real estate investment fund and get access to their latest investment opportunities. That's besteverreliant.com, BESTEVERRELIANT.com.
I'll highlight some short snippets of my journey with you to help paint this concept in a different way. When I was 15 years old, I had a paper route, but it had a problem. It was one day per week, and I only got paid about $40. So that was in no way, shape, or form sustainable. It was nothing I could grow into and live on one day. There was nowhere to promote. So what did I do? I stopped, and I made a pivot, and I tried something new. So a few years after that, I got into detailing, washing and waxing exotic cars and small aviation aircraft. We lived in a community. It was a fly-in community with a little runway down the middle. A lot of affluent customers in that neighborhood. We were the working class. So my parents launched a small aviation repair shop is what we did. So we were small business owners. So what I had planted in my mind at that point is I'm going to be a small business owner and I'm going to work for myself. But what I learned from both my parents' experience and my own was when you are the business, you are the person and the employee, it's really difficult to scale. And sometimes that can be a recipe for burnout, which is what happened to me in no time. After just a few years of doing that, I realized I can never really get past a certain income level because I can't charge more than really what I was charging. And I couldn't afford to hire on more people. So what did I do? I quit and I made a pivot. And that pivot was, and I'm fast forwarding many years later, I went into oil and gas because I realized I could work 98 hours per week and get paid all these overtime and bonuses and per diems, and I can save all this money and stuff. But I had no life. I was living to work. I had no spare time. I couldn't date. I couldn't take any vacations. And in this process, I started experimenting with a lot of other side hustles. I was doing real estate and fix and flips and vacation rentals. And all of a sudden, that light bulb moment went off about double down on what's working. And what was working for me is this came at a time where I started doing passive investing. I started doing real estate private placements, syndications, whatever you want to call them, hands-off investing. And it was really cool to watch it grow. I started with just one investment like we all do. One turned into two, and two turned into five, and five to 10, and 10 to 20. And I don't know, today maybe 50 plus different deals, but I've been able to watch the portfolio grow passively. And it hasn't taken any more time or effort on my part to scale income that way. So the light bulb moment was I found out what was working. It was having my money work for me effectively. So you've probably heard that the average millionaire has seven income streams. I've heard six, I've heard eight, but basically they have many different income streams is the takeaway. I guess I just didn't want to settle for seven. So why not have 50? Or as Warren Buffett says, never rely on a single income, create investments to make a second source. Again, why not 50 or 100? I don't know. You do you. But what I want to encourage you to do as a takeaway here for this episode is think about what is working for you financially, investing-wise, health-wise, whatever. What could you double down on to get better results? What's worked in the past for you that for one reason or another, you stopped doing? I promise it's worth taking a few minutes to think that through, write it down, and then expand upon it. I want to thank you guys for tuning in. This is Passive Investor Tips. I'm Travis Watts, your host. You can find me at Passive Investor Tips, Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, Bigger Pockets. Reach out. I'd love to be a resource for you. Share these episodes with anyone you think could find value. Have a best ever week, and we'll see you in the next episode.